Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Have you ever been to Disneyland with babies or toddlers? Yeah, it's kind of a challenge, but have you been to Disneyland with grandparents? And why are these two like the same same? Now, seriously, we know it's not exactly the same, but today I'm going to share a little bit about how taking grandparents and babies are quite similar. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth, and this is one of our solo series at the Disneyland with Kids podcast. My co-host Becca will be back on a future episode, but for today, let's talk about those grandparents and those babies. There are some similarities there, and it is quite fun to explore after having just gone with grandparents who are fantastic and amazing, and I love them. But you know what? One time we also went with grandparents and a bunch of kids, including babies, and guess who was the first one to get lost? My dad. Yep, we did the whole spiel. We did the thing about the kids and what they do if they get lost. And next thing you know, my dad's wandered off by himself and he has no idea where he's going. So we're literally tracking him on our phone, just like we do with kids, right? Some of us use AirTags in our little kids, on our wrist, in their backpacks, whatever, just to make sure that we keep good track of them. Now, I want you to know that my dad was returned safely to us and he's fully capable, so there's not anything to truly be concerned about, but it was pretty funny. All right, taking grandparents and babies to Disneyland, there are a few things that are same, same. One is the gear. So depending on grandparents' ability and ages, there is going to be some extra gear that comes with it. Just like with babies. So babies, toddlers, you're thinking about strollers, you're thinking about diaper bags and all those things. And strollers do tend to slow you down a little bit. So you just need to be prepared to navigate Disneyland in a different way. So many of us have grown up going to Disneyland and Disney parks that we're used to doing it ourselves as adults. And then once kids come along, we're like, what is this whole new world that we're dealing with? And now we have to look for the ramps and we have to look for stroller parking. So same kind of goes with grandparents. We went with grandparents recently and we had an electric convenience vehicle, which for the life of me, I cannot get the initials down. I call it ECV. That's what it's called, but I call it EVC. I call it all kinds of things. So for the sake of this podcast, whatever I end up calling it, it's an electric wheelchair. So we have the gear, so similar to strollers, right? It takes up space. It takes a little time because we're loading and we're unloading and we're navigating again. Where are the ramps in this park? You know, you don't consider like two steps very often when you're going up and down these little steps at Disneyland, but it does take some navigation. So we have the gear and, you know, extra layers because some people's temperatures are hot or cold or easier and you need that stuff for grandparents. You need it for babies and toddlers too. The rides. You guys, the rides. We've talked so much at Disneyland with kids about children and rides and their temperaments and how to kind of ease them into coasters and what dark rides are appropriate for little kids. Same goes for grandparents, especially if they haven't been to Disney theme parks in like 20 years because they don't really know what to expect. Now, teenagers, they're usually down to go on anything. And a lot of us have talked about as we get older, certain rides that we could tolerate, we can no longer tolerate. So going into it with grandparents kind of took the same approach as bringing a little kid. We started off in Fantasyland. We went on all the dark rides just to get them comfortable and familiar and also bring that nostalgic feeling back because they had been to Disneyland, it just hadn't been in a very, very long time. And I think the heart of Disneyland lies in Fantasyland. So we started off there. I knew I wanted to take the grandparents on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. I feel like it's definitely a coaster, but something that you can kind of get into the groove and see if they're ready or able to still experience some of the thrills that they may have experienced in years past or at other theme parks. So it's just kind of like babies, toddlers, and kids as they grow, right? We want to take them onto some of those Fantasyland rides, the ones that aren't too scary, and then work their way up to bigger coasters. But the crazy thing is, one of the grandparents was super scared about Big Thunder. Loved it, but still thought it was quite scary. Now, I was really, really holding back on bringing this grandparent onto Rise of the Resistance. In my opinion, I thought Big Thunder is no big deal and Rise of the Resistance could be a little bit too much. Well, to my surprise, Rise of the Resistance was a huge hit and this grandparent still says that Big Thunder Mountain is quite scary. We've talked about that with kids where like some things they're totally good with, like my daughter was fine with Splash Mountain as a four-year-old. And then on Radiator Springs Racers was not fine with it. It's really interesting to figure out. So day two with the grandparents, we had gone on lots of rides and the grandparents did great. So now the grandkids are like boosting the confidence and they're telling them like, come on, you can do it. I was absolutely not going to take them on Guardians of the Galaxy. It's my favorite ride. I love it. You know, I love listening to the music going up and down. But the grandkids have boosted their confidence. They told them what it was and they said, you're going on it. I wasn't about to be that bold, but they said, nope, you are going on this ride. So yeah, that's also kind of like toddlers and babies. And as the kids get older, you're like trying to pep talk your kid when you know that they could probably handle something and that they might enjoy it. It was so funny though, because we were in line and they were loading the first Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever, before us. And another grandma comes up and we said, see, look at that grandma. She's going on the ride. And it just made me think exactly how we do that with little kids. We point out other kids, see, that little kid's going. They're fine. Or that little kid just got off the ride. Look at, they did it. You can do it too. We literally said, see that grandma? She's going too. You can do it. So similar. It's hilarious. And then of course, during the ride, I'm looking over, making sure that our grandma was doing just fine. And she absolutely was. She can make those decisions for herself. And she said, yeah, I'm going to do this. She was scared, but she did enjoy herself and we had a great, great time together. So one more thing with grandparents and toddlers, kids, babies, sleep is a consideration. Now I'm going to call myself out because sleep is a consideration for me as well. So sometimes it doesn't matter what age you are, but everyone needs a good rest. So we had to call our nights a little bit earlier and we also took naps. Yep. That's in my program for Disneyland almost every time. Even my teenagers are totally on board with the naps because they know it means we can stay out later. So we took a break in the middle of the day, took some naps, went back for dinner time, and then were able to get the grandparents to stay out a little bit past their bedtime, just in time to watch fireworks. Then I closed down the parks with the kids because, you know, got to do that for the teenagers. It was a really fun time. And it's just amazing how truly the circle of life is because you start off here, you're working your way into those rides, you're getting comfortable with the parks, and then you do it all over again when you're bringing grandparents back or anyone else back that hasn't been to the parks in a long time. But my last tip is to definitely bring those people that you love with you to the theme parks. It is so much fun to share those experiences together, to make memories, to enjoy new rides, new foods, and just see each other in a different environment. We had such a great time and we used Getaway Today to get our tickets. We have discount tickets for you. Just go to disneylandwithkids.info/book and you can enjoy the same discounts that we do with our hotels and tickets at Disneyland Resort. Thanks for joining me in this solo series of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, and we'll see you real soon at Disneyland.